So, my friends, I'm not very good at improv, as you may know, but I've been wanting to record for a while, and I'm in no position to do one of the bigger projects that I was planning to do, so I thought in the meantime I'd just, maybe not a little ramble fuck, but just kind of narrate what I'm doing to myself. Tell you what's on my mind. Would you like that? I thought so. Well, it's a little background context. I had been listening to some audios, and so I'm completely naked. Usually, I don't take all my clothes off. I just kind of let my hands slip under, but, you know, I have the room to myself today. No danger of anyone walking in. So, you know, go all out. And, I also have a jar of coconut oil that I brought because I forgot my moisturizer at home. And, for some reason I thought coconut oil would be a good moisturizer. Not so much for the face, but I've kind of slathered it all around all of my body, and it soaked in quite nicely. I did a little experiment last night. I would see if I would get any breakouts. And so far my skin is nice and smooth still. Just holding the phone with one hand, massaging my breasts with the other. I feel so good. Slowly just running my hands over them, grabbing and squeezing. Just run my hand over the nipple, pinch and squeeze and twist. Just teasing myself. I just finished getting off 20 minutes ago, maybe, so I think I'm done for the day, but, you know, too lazy to get up and take a shower. Just end up lying in bed and can't help but want to touch myself again. Running my hand down my thighs. Just grazing it. Fun fact, I have really ticklish inner thighs, so when people touch it, like when I do it to myself, it's fine, but when other people like lightly touch my inner thighs, it's like, it's the worst thing ever. So, unless you want me to hit you, I suggest being a little rougher with my thighs, I guess. What if I do end up touching myself again? I'm not gonna love myself. Tell you about it though, for the sake of this being an erotic audio. So what I would do next, in theory, if I wasn't on a time restraint, I'd run my hands down my fingers on either side of my pussy lips. I just do that for a little while, tease myself. And then I would circle. I press my whole hand down against my pussy and rub that way. Rub nice wide circles. Getting smaller and smaller. It's probably not a good idea, but I can just kind of like make my hand convulse, just make my hand kind of shake, and it imitates a vibrator pretty nicely. I'm sure that's not something people do. Maybe it is. I don't know. But it works, man. It works. So sometimes I just like to rest a hand against my stomach and just feel the pressure building as I continue to touch myself, as I continue to touch my pussy. I like to rub my hand against my hip bones. They're kind of prominent, but it's okay. It's not like I'm anorexic or anything. I got meat, man. It's just my hip bones are like hella prominent. So after I do that for a while, then I'll single one on my clit and rub that not slowly, like medium speed at first. I really hope I'm not breathing on the mic. Then I do that. By that time, I should be wet enough to slip a finger in pretty easily. And I just curled it in so I could find my G-spot. And then it stuck going a little harder on my clit. See, I'm not even doing it, but I'm just thinking about it. Makes me shit. Anyway, a little harder on my clit, faster, tighter circles. And I slip another finger in so I could feel how tight I'm getting. I could feel my walls clench around my fingers. I probably wouldn't be in the right mind to still be moving my fingers inside myself, so I just be letting myself clench around that. And then I do that for a while. And then that's pretty much the fastest way to get me to come. So, if there were any takers, yeah.